This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association Convention in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Nathan Predale, who has prepared for Jeppesen, a special computer-based training program that solves a particular problem that Part 135 operators have with regard to training. Would you tell us a little bit about that, Nathan?
The training requirements for operation manuals for 135 operators, 121 operators, and anyone that has a safety management system like an Isabeo system is that they receive both initial training and then recurrent training on that operations manual every 12 months. So Jeppesen is capable of taking the manual and loading that on their server and applying the questions that the operator wants to test their people on. And
now, heretofore, operators had to do that on their own. They had to come up with their own package, get an FAA approval. This sounds like it's a turnkey that brings computer-based programming right down to the smallest operator. Is that correct?
And that's absolutely correct. So not only does it give the operator the opportunity to test their people, but it also gives them the tracking capability so they can see the tracking and documentation. And they understand that everyone has completed the test and they have the documents to prove that to the FAA.
Is this an online-based product?
This is an online-based product, and it's one of the learning management system modules that Jeppesen provides, as well as hazmat training, weather training, RVSM, etc.
And is the FAA able to access the record keeping in this?
No. The operator could and would show the FAA the results, but the FAA is not allowed. The FAA would not be able to access this without permission of the operator.
But in the end, it's meant to show the FAA that
yes,
the training has been completed.
It's meant to show the FAA, or as well as a safety auditor, Isabeo auditor, or other type of organization that comes in to do safety audit for any type of operation.
Now, you said this applies to 135 all the way up through 121 operators?
Yes, and Part 91 operators that are that would be included in that, anyone that would have a safety management system. I'll mention Isabeo because that's the one that probably is the most recognized.
And what is Isabeo?
International Standards of Business Operations.
Okay. So in a Part 91 operation, I'm thinking of maybe a corporate operation that has a safety standard in place that wants to, that's not flying under 135 standards, but wants to have recurrent training. This would be the program
exactly
to do that.
Right. They would also. This product is designed for them as well. So it's a flexible product. Can be used for any size operation, all the way down to a one airplane operation or very large operations with multiple airplanes.
And how do you sign up for it, and what does it cost?
Any of the Jeppesen sales representatives are capable of signing the people up, and the basic cost for uploading the manual is $2,100, and the cost per pilot, $25 per pilot, and the customized portion of the test comes with 105 questions, and if the operator desires to have customized questions, then that cost would be on a per cum.
And this is available now?
This is available right now. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been speaking with Nathan Predale about Jeppesen's new, it's called a GOM training system?
General Operations Manual System.
Uh-huh. Which is available now, and you can see it here at NBAA. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AdWeb. Thank you.
XMWX Satellite Weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now, with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Datalink weather leader in flight and every flight.